The Truck and Driver podcast is sponsored by Fortune Tires, who manufacture high-quality, durable tires designed for operators who are looking for exceptional value across every application. Fortune Tires is proud to partner with International Tires, the exclusive distributor of their truck tires in the UK. For more info, visit internationaltires.com/fortune or call 0121 552 6888. Drive forward with Fortune Tires.
Hello and welcome to the Truck and Driver podcast. It's Matt Ireland sat here today with the East Coast Truckers Charity Committee. So good morning, gents.
Morning.
So, if you'd just like to introduce yourself and say what your day job is as such, and we'll go from there.
My name is Ian Mackey. I'm the chairman of the charity. I work as an HGV driver for Grampian Continental in Great Yarmouth. I've been involved for the charity, done about 20-odd convoys. In the latter part, I've just been chairman of the charity.
Dale Johnson, I'm the treasurer. Day job is a contract transport manager for Freight Force Distribution. Been involved with the charity approximately 12 or 13 years.
My name's Andy Warman. I'm the charity secretary. I keep everything going on the admin side. My day job is a fuel tanker driver for ASCO in Great Yarmouth. I've been involved with the charity for 10 years. I've been the secretary for 3 years, and it's all good.
I'm Trevor Howlett. I'm vice chairman of the charity. I'm retired, and I've been in the charity for 18 years, running the convoy for the last 7-8 years, and assist with the trailer and all the presentations.
Hello, I'm Marcus Hamlin. I work for Barton's Transport at I've been an East Coast trucker for about 30 years, and I'm a health and safety. Look after the help, run the convoy on convoy day.
So what is involved with the charity then? What does the charity provide?
So the charity was initially set up by a few guys because of the CB radio system. So CBs were legal to have but illegal to use. If your CB got impounded, they would help you buy another one. Then when the change in the legislation, when the CBs were legal, they decided what we'd do with this money that they'd raised, so they decided to start taking children out on trips.
Mm-hmm.
So it has evolved from then. We have now got our full convoy. The first convoy was 20 trucks. We now got about 96 average.
Mm-hmm.
The charity also supplies equipment for some disabled and disadvantaged children. We have two holiday homes, which the families on the database can receive a 3 weeks holiday. We've got a caravan at California Cliffs and a chalet at California Sands. So when the people go in, we charge them a £50 deposit. And that's it. So for the height of the summer, you would actually probably pay about £800 for that. We charge them £50 as a deposit, and we can refund that deposit to them.
Mm-hmm.
We have the trailer exhibition trailer goes out. Trevor will tell you about that, to various functions throughout the year. We have a nice day out at Joyland at Great Yarmouth on the latter Maybank holiday every year, and just trying to get the awareness of the charity and support from the public.
Mm-hmm. So Ian mentioned the trailer, Trevor.
Yeah.
What's involved with the trailer?
Well, the trailer is for anybody, any group can have it go to their event for a donation.
Yep.
We don't actually charge. We trust them for a decent donation. Exhibition trailer. So I come down, they can put their music on it. Also, companies can advertise on the side of the trailer, which there's a number of them doing that now.
Yeah, just for a donation again, is it?
For a donation.
Yeah, there's
no sort of set price. We do say a price for that, but if they want to give a bit more or
they're obviously more than welcome.
Yep, they're more than welcome.
It goes to things like Penham Steam Rally.
Yep, we go to Penham Steam Rally, we've got Beckles Carnival. We also provide a trailer and take the young gymnastics through the carnival at Beckles. That goes to the motorbike show, Cop Top motorbike show down at Ipswich. That goes to Long Stratton. That goes to Thorpe St Andrews normally, but unfortunately this year, like, we had four groups asking for it for the same Sunday, weekend, which is a shame. That go out about eight times a year.
Yeah, it's quite regular for throughout the summer, isn't it?
And that also go and do Dereham Lights.
Right? Yeah. Who takes the trailer? Is it yourself, or is it various
Well,
people?
It's not. Well, it's in Brother's yard, or where he works from, so we tend to take it.
Yeah.
What we do, we'll take it on one of his units, and one of us will go with the car, leave the unit with the trailer,
yeah,
and then go back on night time, late at night, and pick it up. They do a couple of firework displays during November time.
Yeah.
Because they normally, the events start like lunchtime, like Dereham Lights as an example. We have to be there at like 6:30 in the morning, but they don't use till dinner time.
Yeah.
So with the trailer, you've got to be able to get in. That's how the trailer works.
Righto. So just thinking about the convoy, obviously you say it started with around 20 odd trucks and it's now pushing on to 100. Obviously that's changed massively and logistically. So what roughly is involved now with trying to organise the convoy without taking up all day trying to go through everything?
The support we have from the police and the local councils is amazing. Without them, without their support, we wouldn't be able to carry on.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work, but when you go back at the end of the day, when the children are either asleep, they're either really tired, or they're still all the smiling faces, it makes all the work that we do worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of the police, but especially the support of the companies who let the drivers use the vehicles, and of course they own the drivers there as well.
Yeah. And the police do it all off of their own back, don't they?
Yeah.
They all give up a day's holiday to go and participate.
Yeah.
And last year, there wasn't quite enough bikes, was there? So we actually had cars, I think, for the first time last
year. Well, we always have a couple of cars, but they could have done with one or two more bikes. He got plenty this year.
Yeah. And we got diverted last year as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which, did that cause much of a problem?
No, none. We're going that way. That's planned for this year,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Last year, I was informed at 10 to 6 that the Ecclestone would be closed, so we may have to go through Philby. And this just shows the power of social media. So, 10 to 6, when we then came down to Seafront, we turned right to go through Philby. There were still people out. So we'd had it on our Facebook page, Twitter or X. The police had it on their page, and there was people out. So that just shows the power of the social media.
Yeah, absolutely. So I remember as we come down where we normally turn left and head back towards the Acre Strait, we turned right and I was thinking, where are we going? It's a bit of a mystery tour.
Yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, we got to that junction and we were thinking that we got to go via Philby, and at the last minute that got changed to go back the original way. But the police already, before the event, they go and do a recce through Philby to make sure that there's no roadworks that they don't know anything about.
Yeah.
So that if we have to go that way, they know. But
right.
This year, that's organised to definitely go that way.
Do you think that'll be an ongoing thing now?
Probably,
stick to going back that way?
Yeah.
I think the people of Philby really welcomed us well, and they're really pleased that we went through there in the end. We got quite a bit of feedback via the website and the social media to say that was really good.
Yeah.
We want to see you again.
Yeah, definitely. There's more people lining the street through Philby than there is on the Acle Strait, really, isn't there?
And it's a lovely village to go through as well. I mean, it's pretty that time of year, so everything's just perfect setting, really. So, everything worked well for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have been in contact with them at Philby, and they're looking forward, and they will have a welcoming committee for us this year. This year marks the 25th anniversary of this becoming a charity.
Right.
So we are having a fun day at Philby on the 20th of July.
Right, okay.
So we're going to, potentially, that may be a chance for the drivers to meet the child they will have on the convoy.
Right.
So we're going to try and just have a nice fun day, just to celebrate the charity.
And that's on Philby?
On Philby Playing Field.
Right, okay. So what other challenges have there been? Because obviously we used to start from County Hall for quite a number of years, which has now been built on.
Yes.
So then it got moved to Coleman's, which is now no more. So we're now on a park and ride, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, which is working quite well.
Yeah, but nothing's easy, is it? Because we got told, yes, we can go back this year again, which we are, but between the time that they said we could go back, Connect Bus was running up, operating out there. That's now Central Connect, Beck Simons of this, running out there. They run a park and ride on a Sunday.
Ah.
So I spoke to them, and they said they would, we talked to the police and Simons. They agreed to run 11 till 6. So I'll be out of our, we'll be gone by up as 10.
Yeah.
But they will be running most probably from 8 o'clock.
Right.
But they are only minibuses, and that's every hour is the trips, and that shouldn't really affect them. Go down there next Sunday and just see what numbers of people are about.
Yeah.
We can park, we did wonder about, but yeah, there's where we park our two coaches, there's room to park, double park, so they can get a bus beside them as well if necessary.
So what are the coaches used for in a convoy?
We take, there's two coaches. The first one will have the wheelchairs in and just the extra people. Some of our people will be in the coaches.
Yep. And there's a recovery truck as well.
We got recovery truck. There's a couple of fire engines. We've got ambulance. We've got paramedics.
That stands so the convoy is self-sufficient.
Yeah. If there is an issue, we are pretty well covered.
Yeah.
The police will tell us that they're there for us on that day, but God forbid if there is an incident, then they've got to be.
They've got to
put the police out. When you go down to Pleasurewood Hills, you wouldn't know there's a policeman about. They're in the civvies.
Yeah.
And just mingling.
Has anyone ever actually broken down on the convoy then?
Yeah, one last year. I don't like being towed away. One last year had a problem.
Yeah.
You got started, didn't you?
Yeah, we had
an accident, didn't we?
Yeah.
The convoy's pretty organised very well. It's all, the police are very, keep us very tight. Everything's organised. Everything's tried to be organised down to the last detail. Obviously, there is a very small element of something going wrong, but very rarely does it go wrong. Everybody's briefed before the convoy goes out, and at each meeting, members meeting before, a good couple of months before, Trevor goes through everything with a fine tooth comb, so everybody really knows what to do and how to do it and how to respond, and there's things put in place if you do break down what you have to do and how you have to act, so everything's covered pretty well.
Yeah, and one thing, as Ian said about right at the start, it was started basically to replace CBs that were confiscated. Now, as over the last sort of 10, 15 years or so, CBs have sort of declined in popularity, haven't they? So is there many people still use them on the convoy? Because I don't know how many people actually have them fitted anymore.
There's a few, but there's not that many, really.
No.
We used to always do it, so every 10th truck would have be someone who got a CB, but we don't tend to bother so much with that, not now.
No.
Yes, there are people who still use them.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame, really, how that's gone, but that's just the way it is now, isn't it? That not many people have them anymore,
People use the apps on the phone,
isn't it? Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Also, just going back to the events we do throughout the year, obviously, Ian said about our fun day, we also have the circus that we take the children to in, this year it's going to be December.
December 14th.
Yeah, it's going to be December this year, so we give the children and the carers, I should say, a day out or an afternoon out at the circus in Great Yarmouth, where we're made to feel really welcome there. And the show, I must admit, is absolutely brilliant for getting everybody in the mood for Christmas and getting the kids revved up that time of year. And it's well turned. People turn out for that and really enjoy going to it.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's worth a say. But we do quite a few events throughout the year, so there's always something going on. And you can always catch up on our events on our website, which our new website is up and running.
Yeah,
which is www.eastcoasttruckers.co.uk.
Yep.
So all the information is on there. You can even register your child on there. If you've got a child you think you can register, you can always go on there, fill in the form. We've got people in place to answer questions and everything on that. So, yeah, that's a good way to contact us.
And the social media side of things as well, no doubt they've got pages.
Social media side is going well, yeah. We've got 3 pages now, haven't we? So we've got a marketing page. We've got what we call a Friends of East Coast Truckers, where we post all our events as well as the marketing page. And we've also got a members-only page. So you have to be a paid-up member to be on there, and that's where we keep in contact with each other regarding vehicles going to stands or shows or something like that. General contact.
And one thing I should point out as well is the fact that, unlike a lot of charities, all of you guys are voluntary, aren't you? Nobody's getting paid for any of this, are they? Yeah. Any money that's donated, that's all going towards the charity and the children.
As last worked out, for every pound that's donated to the charity, I think it's around 6 pence is taken up in administration.
Yeah.
Whereas some of these larger charities, when you donate a pound, it's about 90 pence administration.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is the thing. Everyone is a volunteer. Yeah. Everybody gives up the free time.
Yeah. And like you say, all the hauliers, owner drivers, they all give up the time, diesel, everything for that one day. And a bank holiday weekend, essentially. Yeah.
It's nice for the companies to be seen in the convoy, but it costs money.
Yeah.
And at this day, at this times, it's can be hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long have the uniforms been in, roughly, can we think?
The present ones have only been in about 7 or 8 years, I suppose.
Yeah.
So to start, there were some shirts before.
Well, we had polo next, didn't we?
Yeah, and they didn't have any logos much on. Mm-hmm. Whereas on the shirts now, people can pay £200 a time to put their name on the sleeves.
Yeah. It helps with the image of truck drivers, doesn't it?
I think so.
It's very good to give an image. Everybody's smart turned out for that day.
Yeah.
You've got a very precious cargo in your vehicle, and for one day, it looks great.
Yeah.
And everyone knows who everyone is around Pleasurewood Hills.
Yeah, and that's it, because at Pleasurewood Hills, for that day, and they allow us in, priority parking, and also priority access to all the rides as well, so it helps the staff to recognise who's actually there for the convoy and who isn't. Yeah. So I think it's a good idea. And seat belts is another thing that's come in over the last several years, isn't it, through health and safety. So do you want to just say about that, Marcus? This is your...
Each lorry now have to have a third seat belt fitted in. So on the day of the convoy, they're all checked to make sure they're in and secure. If not, they can't do the convoy.
Yeah. Fair enough. And that's for anyone who's got a helper with them in the cab, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that would be 12, 14 convoys ago, I think, that began. Prior to that, you would have probably 5 or 6 people in the cab.
Yes, yeah.
So you had your child for the day, possibly a carer, but you could have your child with you, your own child.
Yeah.
It's just with the movement and times, things had to change.
Yeah.
So we were then told we had to supply a lap belt, so the child will be in the seat and the guardian parent will be in the bunk with us, lap belt, just all safe and secure.
Yeah.
Also, very importantly, each one of our members, well, every member and every driver has an enhanced DBS check done on them, where we apply for a certificate through the DBS Bureau. They fill out application form. We process it for them and apply on the DBS website. They get a certificate to say that they've got this certificate to say that they're in. So that's really important that we have that, as Ian rightly says, with the change, you know, with the change of times, and as times move on, we have to make sure that we do everything right, which we are doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this year, you say it's the 25th year of becoming a charity, and what convoy number are we up to now?
38.
So if it hadn't been for COVID, this year would have been the 40th.
Yeah.
Which is quite an achievement, isn't it? Really.
So we had to stop for 2 years for COVID.
Yeah.
Because the children that we're carrying are
vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the amount of people who would come up and support the event, we would then have been responsible for anyone becoming ill by contact with someone else. So, with the discussions with the police, we knocked it on the head for a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone's ever seen it down Great Yarmouth, there's not a chance of doing any social distancing down there when the convoy's going through, is there? Let's be honest. Okay. So it is.
I always say to people, it doesn't matter how big and tough some of these truck drivers are.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in the morning, as you come through Philby, Acle, through Acle and Bluefield, the people on the bridges. But when you hit the safe front, you get a lump in your throat and a tear in the eye for the support that is there.
Yeah. I think that's probably most drivers' highlight of the day, is actually when you turn left onto Marine Parade at the very top there, just work your way through. It's just, that's like nothing else, is it? The only thing I can think that it's similar to is being a member of a winning football team, going through with an open top bus through your home city.
Yeah.
It's just, the atmosphere is absolutely just unbelievable, isn't it?
It brings such a happy feeling to the town for the day.
Yeah. And people actually plan their holidays to come down and see it, don't they? That's been...
I have met people all over. I've met someone down at Park Royal. I had a sticker on the truck. He come and spoke to me. He used to come up with his parents when he was a kid. He now takes his children up.
Yeah.
And we also have drivers come from far and wide who want to take part in it as well, don't we? So it's... we're getting out there and we're... You know, people are recognising us for what we are and for what we do, and just the good we do, really.
Yeah, because I mean, Jim used to come down from Aberdeen.
Jim came from Montrose, yeah.
Yep, used to take part every year. So
various years we've had people from Manchester.
Yeah,
with a couple of guys from Manchester came. We've regularly the guys from Spalding, isn't it?
Yeah. Essex as well.
Loughborough, there's one coming in Loughborough every year.
Yeah,
Essex.
Yeah,
there's a little case like 12, I believe, from Essex, just one company this year.
Yeah. And again, that's a hell of a sacrifice for a company.
Exactly.
For 12 trucks.
Yeah.
For no financial reward.
Very committed people.
Yeah. But it's such a worthwhile day, isn't it, at the end of the day. So, although obviously that's the main point, we obviously mustn't forget about the other things that charity does throughout the year, which it's just as important, isn't it? But the convoy is the visual one.
Hmm.
And that's what everyone best knows it for, isn't it? So, yeah.
A lot of people think that is all it is about. A lot of people do not understand that we do a lot more than just have a convoy.
Just a convoy.
The convoy is a focal event of the year, but there are so many other things we try and do.
Yeah. So, has anyone got any particular favourite memories of the convoy? Anything in particular?
Nice. Or
does it just go past in such a blur because it's such a busy day?
Yeah, it's a very busy day. You don't know where... I suppose I'd be up there just after 5. You'd probably get home by 11.
Yeah.
But you don't know where the day has gone.
No, absolutely.
It flies past. Yes. The next day, you know you've done it.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, you know you've done it.
Your arms are killing from waving so much, aren't they?
Yeah.
We have the AA put the signs up, which they've now all been agreed by the Highways Department. And then we go out early on the Saturday morning and put the signs up along the Acle Strait and various places where there's horses and animals, and then go back early Monday morning to take them down.
Pick them all back up again.
But the AA sort all theirs out, obviously.
But it's just little things like that people probably don't give a thought to, of having to organise throughout the year. You know, but it's not a given that the police are going to support it or the AA are going to provide this. There's none of that, is there? It all has to be discussed and sorted out throughout the year for it to happen.
I start January is when I start talking to the police and the AA, and that go on right up until... It's
the best part of 8 months
of
planning, isn't it? Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time, gents.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll catch up with you very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to the Truck and Driver podcast, sponsored by Fortune Tyres. Fortune Tyres and International Tyres, bringing you innovation and reliability to support your operation. Learn more at internationaltyres.com/fortune or call 0121 552 6888. Drive forward with Fortune Tyres.